WOOC host Brandon Miller interviewed Sarah Alexander from a research group based out of Cornell University's Community and Regional Development Institute.
Sarah Alexander is a graduate research assistant and PhD candidate at Cornell University. She's an environmental sociologist working with Cornell's CARDI program in partnership with the Hudson River Estuary Program and the New York State Water Research Institute, and they are looking at flood risk in Troy. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What is the nature of the work your group is doing in Troy? What have you done so far?
So the project in Troy started out last summer. In general, we're exploring increased flood risk in New York State, and we've honed in our work to focus on Troy at this moment. We've started out by interviewing government officials, residents, and activists in the town, and now we're moving on to speak to regular people in the day-to-day life to hear what they think about flood risk and what it's like to live on this city on the river.
And why did you choose Troy to study?
When we're considering flood risk in New York State overall, Troy's in a really interesting position. It's a city that has this long relationship with the Hudson, as well as the kills that cut through the town. Troy's a city that has experienced flooding historically, and the people of Troy, I'm sure, have a lot to offer in terms of their insights, what it's like to live here, and many factors.
Yeah, I mean, we've experienced flooding, so hopefully you will find people in your focus group who can share their experiences with you. What can residents do if they're interested in learning more about this project or getting involved in the focus group?
So that's what we're really working on now at this moment is, like I mentioned, we want to speak with residents of Troy. So we have two upcoming focus groups scheduled, and we may have more in the future. Our first focus groups are going to be next week. We're looking to speak to residents of North Troy and South Troy. We're especially interested in people who have had direct flooding experience. We'd like to hear people's stories. We'd like to hear from all kinds of people, whether you're new to Troy, whether you've lived in Troy all of your life, if you own your home, if you rent your home. We're very interested to know what it is like for people here in their day-to-day life living with flood risk in the city.
And for people who haven't experienced being part of a focus group, what could they expect?
So the focus group, it's going to last about 2 hours. You're going to come in. We'll provide drinks and snacks. It's a very relaxed environment. Essentially, it's like the focus groups you might have seen on TV when they're showing products. But in this case, we just want to hear people's opinions. So we'll sit around and ask questions, and people in the group will be able to share their thoughts. If people want to speak, they can speak. If it's something you don't want to speak about, it's not a high-pressure environment.
It's very interesting. I'm just wondering how you got into this research and what are you studying at Cornell? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm in the Department of Development Sociology. I'm working on getting my PhD as an environmental sociologist. So what I'm especially interested in is how people socially make sense of environmental issues, things that we might take for granted as being a simple fact can be interpreted very, very differently. You give two different people the same piece of information, they might reach a very different conclusion. For example, my own work that I'm doing for my PhD is focused on drinking water perceptions. I'm looking at the growing trend nationwide of people in the United States switching to bottled water as their primary source of consumption. So if someone feels very passionately about their choice in water, you give them information. You know, for example, you tell someone in New York City you have some of the best drinking water in the world. It comes from right here in the Catskill region. But they're afraid that the water isn't clean. So they're going to they're more likely to stick to their choice of drinking bottled water, even in the face of conflicting information. So when we're thinking about something like flood risk, we have there's so much that goes into what makes flood risk. So is it the chance of water coming into your community? Is it the chance of water coming into your house? Is it the risk of having increased insurance because you're in a flood zone? So what does make people think about this? There's so many factors.
Yeah, so many. And it's really exciting. I mean, I always wonder why people buy bottled water, which might not be as safe as the regular water that they're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's if someone is afraid of where their water comes from, why do they feel more comfortable buying a bottle of water? Because most people probably don't know where that bottled water comes from. In most cases, it is just filtered tap water, but you can also filter your tap water at home. Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is very exciting that you're coming to Troy to do this focus group. We're speaking with Sarah Alexander from Cornell University's Community and Regional Development Institute on the Hudson Mohawk magazine. Water is really important to us here. A lot of people are attracted to Troy because of living along the Hudson River. And I'm wondering what kind of perceptions have you been learning about, as you're doing this research, about people who live close to the water, who choose to live close to the water?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the idea of living close to the water and how much that matters is something that I've learned. You know, you can speak to some people in Troy and they don't feel like there's any flood risk. They don't feel like there's any flooding. And you speak to other folks, especially folks who have lived close to the water, and they'll have a very different perception. If you live on a hill or you live in a valley, chances are you have a very different experience of what flooding in this city is.
Yeah. It's especially interesting to me because I have a home on the river, on the Hudson, and all I could think about was how gorgeous the view was, and then it flooded, and the water went into our basement. It was extremely traumatic, and it really has changed the perception of everyone, and of course it's hurt, I'm sure it's hurt the values of homes, and the insurance is really high. What can people do to be more aware of flood risk?
There's several resources available. Columbia University has a model. It's a map online where you can look at where flood risk is projected to increase over certain periods of time. And hopefully the work that we're doing in Troy will also pan out and turn into something that will be helpful for the residents down the road.
As far as your funders, what do you think their goal is? How would they use this data to help educate people? I mean, like, how would what kind of data are you hoping to get?
Well, at this point, we're at the stage of research that we would describe as being exploratory because we don't know exactly what we're looking to get before we know the bigger picture of what the situation is. We are working closely with the Hudson River Estuary Program, who have been doing fantastic work all along different communities in the Hudson, on the Hudson, with their relationship with the river, various facets, including flood risk. And ultimately, I think that would be if our work here can build towards something that helps their programming, that would be a fantastic outcome.
So if you're listening out there, please reach out to Sarah. You can reach her by going to tinyurl.com/riverfocusgroup, or you can email cardi@cornell.edu. Again, that's tinyurl.com/riverfocusgroup. Or CARDI@cornell.edu. or if you or someone you know may be interested in participating in one of these upcoming focus groups, they're especially hearing from people who have lived in homes in Troy, either as renters or owners, that have flooded, or even if you're just worrying about flooding. Do you have any last words you want to say to us?
Thank you so much for including me here today. And if anyone out there would like to sign up for the focus group or get more involved, please feel free to reach out. We have two focus groups coming up next week on the 15th and 16th, and we would really love to hear from people.
Thank you so much. That's Sarah Alexander from Cardi.